Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I thank God for him not needing anyone else to make him who he is. If his validation and if his credibility depended upon us, where would we be? I thank God that he doesn't need us. He doesn't need us to basically do anything to make him more credible, because he said what? I am that I am. He said, I am that I am. I am the true foundation. I am your solid rock. I am your strong tower. And I love to serve a God like that. It doesn't mean from anybody else, because before the creation of time, he was. He created this thing called time. He created. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I created the beginning and I created the end. As a matter of fact, if you read the word of God says that before the beginning, he created the end. My God, I love it. And I'm excited to serve a God that is alive. I don't know about you, but sometimes I love to learn, because I believe the knowledge is power. I do believe that, and I do believe in being knowledgeable about what else is out there. And sometimes we do study some of the other religions and some of the ideologies, and I just think about some of the gods that some of the human people serve. Some of the gods, they have a God for everything in some cultures, God for a wind, God for fertility, God for even being if you're a fisherman. So they have a God that provides the increase of fish. There's God for everything. And I said, my goodness, even if I was in that culture, I would be overwhelmed, because I would have to remember each name of God that I needed for that provision. Do you understand that? So if I needed provision for a fish, or if I need a provision for fertility, or if I need a provision for finances, or if I need a provision for protection, or if I need a provision for, I have to now memorize each name of that God and call upon that God, do the rituals, light the incense, bow down, do whatever I got to do in order to receive that specific one. That's too much for me. I don't know about you, but that's too much. That's called doing the most, as some people say.
Amen.
But I thank God that we serve a God that's written one. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say Jesus. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say Jehovah. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say Elohim. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say Abba. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say Abba.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will supply all of your needs. You don't have to pick and choose which God to fulfill that need. He said, my name is so substantial. All you got to do is call on me once, and I will fulfill everything that you need.
Yes.
I love to serve a God like that. Sometimes, people of God, you just got to take a step back and really honor who you serve. Really look at who God has placed for you. Sometimes, people of God, it is important to really understand how God has already laid this thing out. He cannot compare with another God. No God can stand toe-to-toe to him. No king on this earth, on this planet, can, in the amount of riches and power, can even stand toe-to-toe to our Jehovah. And I love it. That's why the Bible makes it very clear. He said, I'm king of kings. I'm Lord of all lords. I am the God. And I love you. Knowing that you serve God, knowing that God has saved you by his grace and you've come into full fruition of who he is, ought to give you strength to wake up every morning. It ought to fulfill you. It ought to give you the authority to trap over the serpent's head. It ought to give you some type of domination to go out there and conquer. You ought to feel fortified. You ought to feel the support, how he would never leave you nor forsake you, because he's done all of these things just for you. And because you've come into the knowledge and salvation of who he is, that ought to give you enough oomph to go up there and slay some demons. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you just got to think about it. And just the absence, oh, my gosh, sometimes with the life issues and trials, it creates an absence of our memory. And we get so bombarded that we forget who God is. We actually forget what God can do. We actually forget what all he has already ordained for our life. And that's what I love about God. He said, listen, even if you forget, all you got to do is open up the word of God. I state who I am over and over. I state my promises. I state my conditions. I state what I would do to you. I state my promises. And he said heaven and earth will pass away before his word falls shallow to the ground. He said, so you can bank on my word. You can rely on it. It is a dependable word. And that's what I love. In the day and time with men, that's why he said with men, it's going to be impossible. Because men doesn't hold, they don't hold the power. They don't hold the credibility. They don't hold the integrity. They don't hold the character that is needed. He said, but guess what? If you make my covenant with me, if you make people, if you make the covenant with God and not with man, you will not be let down each and every time. Yes, man will disappoint you. Man will fall short. Man has flaws. Everything under the sun you can say man does. But that's why I tell people, don't put your trust in man, but put it in God.
Amen.
That's Lord.
You honor man.
Amen.
Supposed to do. You honor because there are people on here that are really looking after people's souls who are really doing the right thing. You honor them. But even with their good works, even with them treating you respect and with love, you still make your covenant with God. Amen. You honor who God has sent into your life, but you still keep your eye on God. And that's what I love. God is saying, just keep your eye on me. And there are some things that God wants us to get right so that he can go ahead and lay that path and make it straight. The Bible says he will straighten every crooked path. So to straighten out every crooked place, God wants to make sure that we are sound-minded. Sober-minded and sound-minded are alike. Last week I talked about being sober-minded, staying sober, clear-headed, level-headed, not all on emotions, not drunk on yourself in pride, not distracted by a contention and bitterness and unforgiveness. I talked about that on last week. And this week is going to be along the same lines, just giving out nuggets, just giving out wisdom to prepare you for the year ahead. So I thank God for this opportunity. Lord, I thank you for the ability to come before your people. I pray, Lord, that you would sharpen our senses spiritually, that you would sharpen us, God, that we would just not only be hearers of your word, but even today, starting right now, we will start to be doers. We will be implementers. Yes, we will execute the word of God in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We are kingdom, so we're going to teach you how to be victorious as a mother, as a father, as a wife, as a husband, as an employee, as an employer, as a missionary, as an evangelist, as a pastor, how to fulfill and unlock your potential, how to maximize your potential, how to fulfill your purpose. But before we even go forward in that, you all got to understand who we are. So I'm excited about what he's doing in this ministry. I wanted to give you some nuggets because I always like to come before people with wisdom. Wisdom is what's going to keep you. Miracles are momentarily. Miracles will give you the healing, and that healing, once it's fulfilled,
that's
it's
good
over.
Wisdom,
you got to still live. You got to still go from that moment. Yes, you needed a bill paid. It was $500. God gave you a miracle and gave you the money for $500. After that bill has been paid, you still got to live.
Amen.
Yes.
So don't get drunk. Don't become drunk and conceited on miracles, because the miracles won't sustain you. The miracles are by God's grace to encourage your heart, to let you know that he's with you, to encourage your heart, to let you know that he sees you, to encourage your heart so he can give you something to talk about for that person that does not believe in miracle, that person that does not believe that there is a higher power that can meet their needs. That's why God does it.
Yes.
So when we get through with the miracles and as we just, you know, stay level-headed as the miracles do multiply, God is saying he wants the relationship to be intact.
Amen.
These are rhetorical questions. I'm just talking to you now, and then I'm going to get off here because I have so much on this particular subject. I want to just talk to you, and I'm going to ask rhetorical questions. How was your relationship with God? Don't answer. I don't want to know. But literally, you understand how much of a sacrifice you've made to really get to know God.
Yes.
Think about it in a human sense. Think about it if you had somebody
Maybe it's a significant other. Maybe it's a best friend of some sort. But when you think about a friendship, when you think about a significant other, you're going to try hard to get to know them.
Amen.
Because you're now exposing your life, your livelihood. You're becoming vulnerable in their presence. So you, before you go to that step, you're going to really make sure, are they worthy of my trust? How well do I know their background? Who are they?
Amen.
So God is saying, how have you done that with me? A lot of times a lot of times with God, God wants to really understand, or I should say he wants you to really understand that there needs to be an upcoming. There needs to be a reverence. There needs to be a hunger, a greater hunger in the things of God. He has some appointments with you all, but a lot of you all are missing your appointments because you're thinking that it's just your average prayer time. Wow. This is a deep one. I'm almost finished. God wanted me to remind you that he has some divine appointments with you specifically by name. But what happens is missing his appointment time because of the fact that you're just thinking you can come any kind of way and at any time in your quote-unquote prayer time. Mm-hmm. Now, hear me well. Praying to God is wonderful. Anytime you can pray to God is great. But appointment time is something that's going to really lend to be a little bit more uncomfortable on your end. Because what happens is it's proving on your end that you are really ready to go deeper in your relationship with God. Amen. I want to give you some revelation. Most of you all are learning the word, familiar with it. But did you not know that God has a favorite time of the day that he likes to meet with his people? If I were to ask you, what time of the day do you think is favorable for God to really meet you? What time do you think God really favors of the day? Some of you all will really guess right, and that will be the morning time. There's something about the morning time that God really loved. Even when he was with Enoch in the Old Testament, our Jehovah, he walked with Enoch in the coolness of the day. When you think about the coolness of the day, it is the daytime, so it's not nighttime. Otherwise, God would have said he walked with Enoch in the coolness of the night. So it's daytime. So we know that there's a changing of the hours. But do you not know when it's the most coolest of the day? It's right before dawn. Right before the sun rises, before the heat from the sun can touch the earth, that's the coolness of the day. When Jesus went to go and pray, he prayed in the coolness of the day. There's so many of our brothers and sisters in Christ, if you read the word of God, when they went to go and pray, it was in the coolness of the day. There's a revelation in that. What I want to give you is some revelation about your appointment. God is standing every morning to meet with you in the coolness of the day. Now, understand this. Like I said, it is going to be a challenge. God is really asking a challenge of your heart. I know it's not the day that maybe the time of day that you're used to waking up because you're tired, you deal with children, to all other things. But God is saying, when can you meet me? Even if it's not every single day. But if you can get on some type of consistency with God, don't you know that will go a long way with the Lord? Even if you can sacrifice one day out of the week to meet him in the coolness of the day. What is the coolness of the day hours?
Amen.
Between 3 and 6 a.m. 3 and 6 a.m., your time zone. 3 and 6 a.m. God, some of you all, you probably never seen a day at that time. You just knocked out. He said, when I come to your home, you knocked out, covers all kicked off, snoring, slobbing. He said, but I want to challenge you to pick one day. Some of you all are overachievers, so you say, I'm going to do the whole week. God will honor that. But God is saying, okay, he said, I want to show you in the coolness of the day when you meet me. He said, your prayer time is great. It is. When you pray to him in your prayer time, if you pray, some of you all don't even pray, but I'm not going there. But when you do pray with the Lord, he said, that's great. But guess what? You're seeking me on your time. He said, but when you come and meet me, when I have chosen to visit the earth between 3 and 6 a.m., you're now meeting me on my time. And when you meet me on my time, the Lord said, we can get a lot of things done. He said, my time is always better. We can get more accomplished. So you're saying, well, April, what is all this nonsense you're talking about? I don't know if this is real. You're just telling me a time, hour to pray to the Lord. Well, of course, I'm always going to give you the word of God. I have before me, let me count it, about 20 different scriptures that I can give you that confirms how God does things and fulfills promises in the coolness of the day. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, the first thing he does, if you go to Zephaniah, you don't have to turn it, you can write it down. We have note takers, we have people. Don't be alarmed, we're recording this. So if you need to go back, you can go back and listen to it and take notes then. But do you not understand that when you turn that bed loose, as my mom used to say, let go of that bed, even if you just found your most comfortable spot. And this is a test, because they say your most deepest sleep, it occurs around 3 a.m., your REM zone, your REM cycle, R-E-M cycle. So this is when you really get into the deepness of your sleep. Most people say that's the REM that you enter into for dreams. But you have to understand, people of God, that anything that God requires of you, he's always going to make it a little challenging. We'll never put more on you than you can bear. But what happens is he wants you to prove to yourself that you want him no matter what, even if it costs you a little sleep, even if it costs you to be a little bit, you know, on the groggy side. He said, but I guarantee what you're doing is a ROI, a return on your investment. You are investing in your relationship with God. And he said, I will not let you come and waste sleep and be all off of your sleeping schedule for naught. He said, I'm making sure that when you meet me, it's worth your while. Believe me, it's going to be worth your while. He said, number one, he brings his justice to light every morning. And that could be found in Zephaniah 3 and 5. He brings his justice to light every morning. Every morning. There's some injustices that have been going on in your life. There have been some people who have done you wrong. There have been some people who have talked about you. There have been some promotions that you've been overlooked over. There have been some things that may be marital related, sibling related, anything that have been an unjust cause against his righteous son and daughter. God said, I bring it light in the morning. Do you not understand that there's an acceleration in the morning? You receive quicker transportation from God spiritually. It's called the wings of the morning. That's in Psalms 139 and 9. Why is God very intentional when he says things in his word? There's things in the word that we just look over, but there's a purpose when he says morning. He could have said evening. He could have said nothing at all. He could have said the afternoon. He could have said a lot of things. But God said, I sure, you understand that it's the morning that is a supernatural appointment with God. God said also new are his mercies every morning. Yes. You can find that in Lamentations 3:22 and 23. New are his mercies every morning. Sometimes we forfeit some of the mercies that God freely wants to show us and give unto us because we sleep in. I'm just a confirmation now that God wants to let you know you're not crazy. God really does want to hear from you in the morning. He wants to be able to visit your home and see you sitting up with the music of worship playing in the background, waiting on his arrival. You got to go to the bathroom, if you got to go in the closet, if you have to go into the living room, wherever you got to go, because I know the house will be asleep. But he said, you can do it. He said, you can do it because I'm giving you strength. He said, you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. He said, don't you think I would strengthen you for a cause like this? He said, there for some of you all, there are some major important opportunities that God has for you, laid up for you, stored up for you, appointed for you. He said, but there's some things that I got to accelerate in the spirit, and the way to get to that is meet me in the morning on my time. To meet God on his time. So what am I saying today? I want to propose to you a challenge by the hand of God to take a look at your schedule. Be organized. Some of you all are still random and spontaneous, and that's a good thing to a certain extent. But when it comes down to written a strategy and the execution of how you want to go forward and being building a relationship, you've got to be an organized individual. You got to really put it in your agenda to say, nope, this is my day of fasting. Every Tuesday is my day of fasting, or every Wednesday is my day of fasting. Or you're going to say that in the morning between 3 and 6, I'm going to set my alarm at 4 a.m., and I'm going to spend 30 minutes with God. Now, you go as long as you need to. But let me just tell you, you can't really get into depth if you say, I'm going to meet God for 5 minutes by 4 a.m., and 4 or 5, you're back asleep. You got to really put some time into it. You got to really set some time. I would say start off at 30 minutes. Me and my prayer time, I'm a little bit longer because I caught the revelation of this years ago. Some of you all are in awe of the wisdom, the way we communicate, of the glory of God that is upon this ministry. We didn't just so happen to fall down and it just fell upon us. We have to work for that. So for those of you all that want to be used, there are some great elders on this line, ministers on this line, prophets on this line, prophetesses on this line. There are some great corporate people on this line, lawyers, doctors. There are some great authors. There are all of the above. On this line, God said, look, we need to be impactful. You're going to need my grace. You're going to need my wisdom. You're going to need my discernment. You're going to need it to do what I've called you to do. So God is saying, even in this hour, he said, new mercy. He said, there's more than one mercy that I'm going to release upon you in the morning.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.